Welcome to UMES 30. I'm Brian Daniels. UMES 30 is a half-hour talk show featuring conversations with guests from the University of Maryland Eastern Shore, the local community, and from around the nation. We cover a wide variety of topics that are of interest to you. In December of 2019, Maryland's Lower Eastern Shore community was stunned to learn of the sudden passing of Dr. Ignatius DiNardo at the age of 62. Affectionately known as Iggy, Dr. DiNardo was one of Salisbury's most beloved physicians practicing internal medicine. He has been described as a compassionate healer who devoted his life to helping others through his kindness and his willingness to listen to his patients. In addition to his private practice, DiNardo served as a hospitalist at Atlantic General Hospital in Berlin, Maryland, as well as serving as an expert witness with Coastal Internal Medicine. Now his widow and three children have started a new foundation in his name to help patients who cannot afford medical care for chronic and life-threatening conditions. Iggy's son, Greg, is here to talk about the foundation and how it is helping others while preserving his father's legacy. And thank you, Greg, for coming in and talking about the foundation with us here on UMES 30. We certainly do appreciate your time. So let me start off by asking you, let's talk about the foundation and who it's named for. So can you tell us a little bit about your dad?
Sure, yeah, and thank you again for having me. Means a lot as we try to get the word out about the foundation. So the foundation is in honor of my father, who recently passed away, but he dedicated his life to serving others, and he moved down here to the Eastern Shore about 30 or so years ago from Baltimore.
Okay.
As part of his medical scholarship required him to go to an underserved area and kind of give back as his way of paying off his student loans. So at that time, it was actually Princess Anne that was identified as a location that needed him. Mm. So he stayed there for 4 or 5 years. And then moved to Salisbury to start a practice, and then kind of served various hospitals, organizations throughout the Eastern Shore from pretty much college until 2019. So, yeah.
Mm.
Yep. And, so essentially our family – we heard a lot of stories, especially from patients and patients that came from all different backgrounds.
Uh-huh.
And our goal was, after hearing those stories, to continue his commitment to helping those, especially those in need in our community, and assisting them financially. So if they're not able to afford their medical care for whatever reason, and especially those dealing with life-changing and chronic diseases, helping them because we want them to be able to focus on their health and not have to worry about the financial impact that comes along with that.
Mm. So what exactly is your role? And so is your entire family involved with this, you and your siblings and your mother?
Correct, yes. So it's my two sisters and I, and then my mother. Yep, so it's the four of us. And I kind of spearheaded it, but then we're all kind of involved and we all have a say in terms of the direction and all that.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
So do any of you have a medical background of any sort?
We don't. No. So I actually work in software.
Okay.
None of the children do. My mother does.
Your mother does.
Actually a nurse. Yep. And then that was part of the reason also that we partnered with AGH in Berlin, the hospital there, mm-hmm. Was so that we had a medical say in terms of, you know, who's really the most in need
mm-hmm.
rather than us without a medical background making those kind of decisions, I guess. But, yeah, my mother is a nurse as well.
Okay. And the foundation, who does it serve? What area of the Eastern Shore?
Yeah, so right now, because of the partnership with AGH, it is Worcester County, Wicomico County and Sussex County.
Mm-hmm.
However, our goal is to serve all the way down from the eastern shore of Virginia up to all the way up to Kent Island. So pretty much the entire peninsula.
Okay. And in terms of you guys, you're a nonprofit, is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Yeah. So in terms of funding, how is that handled?
Good question. So right now, so we've partnered with the Community Foundation of the Eastern Shore.
Mm-hmm.
And they bring, you know, many, many years, decades of knowledge and work in the industry mm-hmm. as another source for us to kind of rely on somebody with that expert background. And so they handle all the administrative aspects so that 100% of all proceeds do go to patients in need.
Okay.
There's no administrative cost. And then the fundraising right now has been a mix of outreach to our connections and people that were impacted by my father.
Okay.
And then just, you know, speaking with people like you to get the word out. We've had a couple publications written, which have helped a bit. So a combination of those things. And then the Community Foundation of the Eastern Shore will also help kind of guide us through these efforts as we continue to grow. But in about a week and a half, we've raised over $20,000 and plan to touch at least 10 or so patients with that amount of money. So right now we're kind of in the process of working with AGH to identify that initial round of patients that need help.
Okay. And for full disclosure, by the way, the Community Foundation of the Eastern Shore is actually an underwriter for WESM. Today's guest is Greg DiNardo, son of the late Dr. Ignatius DiNardo, a well-loved physician here on Delmarva's Lower Shore. I'm Brian Daniels, and you're listening to UMES 30.
The sounds of a souk in the Middle East, the texture of a voice from a small town in Arkansas. We take you to places and to meet people who are familiar, but will also surprise you. Artists, thinkers, dreamers, movers and shakers, here and from all over the world. I'm Lulu Garcia Navarro, host of Weekend Edition Sunday. Join us for a journey that will always take you somewhere unexpected.
Sundays at 11 on 91.3 WESM.
I count.
I count.
We count. Every person in the U.S. is counted every 10 years.
It's the U.S. Census, and it's important for our neighborhoods.
It impacts funding for our schools, emergency services, and medical care for the next 10 years.
Together, we are a powerful force for good in our communities.
Take a stand. It's secure and confidential.
Don't count us out. Shape your future. Fill out your census at 2020census.gov.
This is a UMES Minute, a public service of 91.3 WESM and the University of Maryland Eastern Shore. If you're a 9th or 10th grader from Somerset, Wicomico, or Pocomoke High and want to start on the road to college, then consider applying to the UMES Upward Bound Pre-College Program. Upward Bound is a federally funded college preparatory program for low-income or first-generation college students while enrolled in high school. The program strives to motivate eligible high school students to enter and successfully complete post-secondary education. Eighth grade students may apply to be considered at the beginning of their ninth grade year. More information is available at 410-651-7772. This has been a UMES Minute, a public service of 91.3 WESM and the University of Maryland Eastern Shore.
And we're back. I'm speaking with Greg DiNardo, one of the co-founders of a new foundation created to help patients with chronic and life-threatening illnesses afford medical treatment. All right, so AGH, Atlantic Medical Hospital, or actually General Hospital, I'm sorry. How did you guys get connected with them?
Yeah, that's a great question. So It was a combination of my father worked there for 10 years and was working there up until his passing. And then also the Community Foundation of the Eastern Shore was very connected with them as well. So it was kind of a natural fit. But the goal is definitely to partner with a few more hospitals so that we're able to reach into Somerset County, down in the Eastern Shore of Virginia, and then even up into like Talbot County and Kent County and all that.
Hmm. So you mentioned earlier that that there are a lot of, you know, patients who had stories about your father and how he was able to help them out and how compassionate he was. Could you possibly tell us one of those particular stories?
Yeah, of course. So I think the one story that was most touching to me throughout this whole experience, because we knew my father on a different aspect. Like, he was always there for our family. He was always at our soccer games or lacrosse games or graduation, whatever it may be, holidays, all that. And we didn't really know him from this other kind of side of his life, which was the medical side. And he had one patient who told us a story about how he wasn't able to, he was my dad's patient in Salisbury, and he wasn't able to afford some of his medication. And my dad actually like reached into his pocket and gave him some money so that he could get his prescription. So that was one story that really touched me. And then a handful of others kind of told us about how he would waive their co-pays and do various things like that to make sure that everyone was able to, and at least in his control, were able to get the medical attention and whatever it may be that they needed. And he would, you know, kind of go out of his way and make sure that that would happen. So those were kind of the two stories that really touched me the most. But there were, you know, countless stories that were similar to that.
So would you say that stories like this, among other things, would you say that this was one of the major factors in creating this foundation and preserving your father's legacy?
100%, yeah. I had, ever since he passed, I had wanted to do something just to kind of continue his legacy. And AGH is like naming a room after him there, which is nice, but I wanted to do something else that was, could really make an impact on people. And so, yeah, just, you know, heard that story and wanted to see how we could kind of continue that. So that was really, I mean, that was the one story that really was a driving force, I'd say. Yeah.
So I can imagine that trying to get an organization like this off the ground has its share of logistical challenges. So basically from the time of your father's passing up to this point, how long did it really take you guys to, you know, get this foundation up and running, and what were some of the challenges you had to overcome?
Yeah, so it's been about 5 months since my father passed. And as horrible as everything has been going on in the world has been in terms of you know, COVID-19 and this pandemic, kind of gave me a chance, because I live up in New York City, actually. So I was forced to relocate back down here, and it's given me a chance to spend a lot of time with my family over the past 3 months and to be home and where I grew up and a place that I love. And it's given me extra time to focus on something like this. So that really accelerated the pace that we were able to get everything up and going. And really, I mean, I spent a lot of time in March doing it. And I'd say it really took about 45 to 60 days from when I sat down and decided to create the website to actually getting it out and getting some publications out and collecting our first donations. Yeah.
Wow. And how involved were your mother and your siblings in trying to get all this done?
Yeah, they've definitely been, you know, since day one, very involved, very committed and, you know, they actively are involved in every step of the process. So it's been a real family and team effort. It's really, given us some life and has kind of helped in the healing aspect to know that we can kind of continue his legacy and make a real impact. Because, I mean, something like that can happen to any one of us.
Sure.
Any day. And it's really, the legacy is the most important thing. And I think that's what we're all kind of out here building or trying to build. So it's really kind of come full circle, I guess.
Okay. So earlier you mentioned you're trying to, I think, reach a goal of reaching out to maybe 10 patients or so right now.
Mm-hmm.
Ultimately, how many patients do you really hope to expand that out to at some point?
Oh, yeah, that's a great question. So for this year, our goal is to raise $100,000 in 2020.
Okay.
And with that, we anticipate being able to impact about 50 patients. So we'd say about $2,000 a patient or so.
Okay.
And from that point forward, I mean, I think we really have to accelerate the growth and impact hundreds to thousands of people. I guess there's no real limit in terms of how far we want to go. But the initial traction and support that we've received has really shown that I think that this thing can grow into something bigger than just what it's going to be this year.
I'm speaking with Greg DiNardo, one of the co-founders of the Ignatius DiNardo Foundation, which is partnered with Atlantic General Hospital in Berlin, Maryland, to identify patients and community members who have urgent financial health care needs. I'm Brian Daniels, and this is UMES 30.
Are you looking for delicious new flavors to add to your musical diet? Then join me, Angel Resto Jr., Sundays at 6 p.m. for Radio Mundo here on 91.3 WESM. Radio Mundo is a musical journey through various cultures from across the globe, and it's a forum for enjoying both the familiar and different aspects of world music. That's Radio Mundo, Sunday evenings at 6, only here on listener-supported radio, 91.3 WESM.
Pregnant or a new mom during the COVID-19 pandemic, avoid crowds, mass transit, and stay at least 6 feet away from others. Stay home as much as possible. Talk to your healthcare provider for up-to-date info on your hospital or birth center. Wash your hands before touching your baby. Take breaks from the news to help reduce anxiety. Keep to a daily routine. Know you're not alone. March of Dimes has information to help you stay safe. Learn more at marchofdimes.org/COVID-19.
This is a UMES Minute from 91.3 WESM. The Construction Management Technology, or CMT, program at the University of Maryland Eastern Shore prepares individuals for an exciting career in commercial and residential construction industries. It is the only CMT program in the state of Maryland accredited by the American Council for Construction Education. UMES's program is a technical career pathway designed to prepare students in the construction areas of estimating and bidding contracts, OSHA and safety compliance, computer-aided design, and much more. CMT classes are intimate, with low student-to-faculty ratios, and tuition is one of the best higher education bargains around, especially for students from nearby Delaware and the Eastern Shore of Virginia. Students who graduate with construction management technology degrees at UMES are employed at top-rated construction companies throughout the Chesapeake Bay region. Call 410-651-6465 for more information. In case our listeners are just joining us, I'm talking with Greg DiNardo, the son of Ignatius DiNardo, a physician who recently passed away. And the foundation that we're talking about is named after Dr. DiNardo. I'm Brian Daniels, by the way, and you're listening to UMES 30. I also want to find out, too, if people want to get connected with your foundation, how can they do so? You mentioned a website.
Would you talk a little bit about that, perhaps?
Yep, definitely. So the website is dinardofoundation.org. Mm-hmm. So D-I-N-A-R-D-O, Foundation, F-O-U-N-D-A-T-I-O-N.org. And if they'd like to get in contact with us, there's just a contact us page. That's pretty simple to follow, and that's probably the best way.
In terms of helping your organization out, are you looking for financial donations, volunteers?
Yeah, right now we're looking to collect as many donations as possible.
Mm-hmm.
I think down the road, maybe volunteers would be something we're looking to build more of, but right now our focus is definitely on the financial side so that we can use that money to help as many people in need in our community as possible.
Mm. So what is this meant for you personally, the foundation itself?
It's been, the experience has been something where it's kind of given me another, I guess, not another life, but it's given me more energy, and it's kind of helped me in the recovering process of my dad's sudden passing. But
mm-hmm.
I think it's allowed me to connect with the community I grew up in, and just being able to, we haven't obviously made the impact yet, but we're in mm-hmm. the process of doing that, having just started about 2 weeks ago. But it's been something that's really, it's brought a new dimension to my life, I guess, and to my family's life. And we're just really excited about the next steps in terms of actually assisting these patients in need.
Now, as far as like the medical care and treatment, and are you specifically targeting people who have chronic and life-threatening diseases? Is that the main focus?
Yep, 100%. The main focus is helping those, suffering from those type of illnesses, such as like cancer, heart or lung, chronic heart and lung disease. And now with everything going on in the world, COVID-19 as well, that's going to be a big initiative for this year.
Yeah. And so I can imagine that with everybody on lockdown and the whole COVID-19 pandemic going on, and I know that probably presents its own specific challenges. So what can we do here? I mean, are we talking about getting more people tested, or just being able to treat people who've contracted COVID-19? So what does the foundation have to offer in that regard?
So in terms of the foundation's impact on that regard, it's going to be helping on the financial side of people that have already gone through, have already had COVID-19 and aren't able to afford the necessary care that they need to overcome it.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So once again, if people want to actually get information on the Ignatius DiNardo Foundation, or to donate, they would just simply visit the website, and that's dinardofoundation.org. All right, Greg, I think that's going to pretty much about do it. I certainly do thank you for your time and coming on to the program to talk to us about your brand new foundation. And we certainly wish you the best of luck in getting this off the ground and getting the word out. And we'll probably revisit this at a later time just to see what your progress has been.
Yeah, I would love that. And again, thank you so much for having me. It means a lot to my family and I to get on the program and, help get the word out. So thank you again. Really appreciate it. It was great speaking with you today.
Listen to this or any past episode of UMES 30 by logging on to WESM913.org or through the NPR One app available for download on Google Play. UMES 30 is produced in the studios of 91.3 WESM, located on the campus of the University of Maryland Eastern Shore. The views and opinions expressed on UMES 30 are not necessarily those of 91.3 WESM or the University of Maryland Eastern Shore. Like many of you on Delmarva, the staff at WESM are working at home to help combat the spread of the coronavirus. And while our working environment is different, our commitment to bringing you top-notch jazz is stronger than ever. While our staff is away temporarily, Helen Wigger, Bob Studebaker, and David Jay will keep the jazz swinging day and night. So stay tuned to WESM for some great music and for the latest on the COVID-19 pandemic. We are here for you.
During these uncertain times, people needing organ transplants need your help more than ever. There are linking websites, but one saves lives. It's matchingdonors.com, linking organ donors with people in need of kidney and other transplants. In the U.S., 22 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most waiting for kidneys. If you've considered becoming a living organ donor, or if you're someone in need of an organ transplant, visit matchingdonors.com, home of the greatest gift of all, the gift of life. Matchingdonors.com.
The best in African, Latin, Caribbean, and Middle Eastern music comes your way every week on Afropop Worldwide. Join me, Georges Collinet, for more stories and sounds from our African planet. Next time on Afropop Worldwide from PRI, Public Radio International.
Sundays at 8 p.m. and Wednesday nights at 10 p.m. on 91.3 WESM.
We'll be right back.